Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I'm going to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest, Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
Good morning and good afternoon to everybody on the East and West Coast. How's everybody doing? This is Motown Maurice. You're listening to Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle, and I have another guest for you today. As I always have another inspiring and beautiful guest to talk to you, to talk to us, to have conversation and to communicate. You know what I love most about this show? I love this show because all of my guests are on an adventure. They're on this epic journey, and throughout their journey, they are discovering themselves. They're discovering who they are, and they're blessing and inspiring so many other people along the way. That's what makes this show so special, because we're all hustling and shuffling together. So get ready, sit back, and I'm about to introduce you to my next guest, who is a very fantastic individual. She is the seventh child in a family of 10 children. She is also an established poet who has a number of her pieces published by the National Library of Poetry and received the prestigious Editor's Choice Awards. Today, she is entering her third 30th period and continues to embark upon life with a radical state of mind by doing what she's always wanted to do. Right now, she's enrolled back in school and en route to receiving a degree in theater and radio production. Ladies and gentlemen, talk about a person who dares to dream. Please put your hands together and make some noise for Becky Reddick. Becky, how you doing? Are you on the line?
I am. Hi, Motown. How are you today?
Oh, I am fantastic and well. I am good. I hear your voice, so I even feel better. Thank you for being on the show.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. It's a privilege. Absolutely. It's not often a person gets a chance like this, and I really appreciate what you do.
Oh, well, you know.
Doing.
Well, thank you. Thank you for recognizing that. But I got to be honest with you. I'm doing this with an agenda because I know you're en route to hosting your own shows. So I'm like, look, if I get her on my show, maybe she'll send me an invite when you got your own show going. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully it works out.
Oh, absolutely. Hopefully it will. And you're right. I am embarking on getting into the radio, television, broadcasting, production arena.
Yes. That whole landscape is big and huge, and there's so much room, and I know you're going to grab a piece of the pie very soon. So I want to talk about that, because just recently, within the last 5 years, if I'm not mistaken, you've discovered what exactly it is that you want to do, and now you're en route. So talk about, you know, 5 years prior to you discovering what it is that you want to do.
Okay, 5 years prior?
Well, talk about, you know, what inspired you to take on this Dare to Dream adventure right now.
Well, what happened actually is a friend of mine had a brother who was a dancer, and he was in there's a wonderful show down in Palm Springs called the Palm Springs Follies, and his name was Larry Kern, he performed in that for about, I think, 8 or 9 years straight running. And I was fortunate enough, because I was so close to his sister, we would go down and see the show. And it was absolutely enthralling. It takes you back to Americana, You know, there's a lot of patriotism in, but the amazing thing is the people who are performing in this production are, they have to be 55 and older. And one of the gals was actually 89 years old. So they get headliners of years ago, and it's just absolutely amazing to be in the audience, to watch these people 20, 30, 40 years older than you are, performing splits, you know, dancing a whole routine, an entire stage show. It's just wonderful. And I sat there enough times where I watched the impresario, Mr. Riff Markowitz, and every time he got on stage and he would introduce the acts and, you know, like the MC, I knew that I could do that. I knew that I should be doing that. So I really think that was the real start, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago when I got to see that show so many times.
Right.
Along with that,
mm-hmm.
I've had a couple other experiences having lived in the Palm Springs area during that time. I got involved with a theater group that actually brought out the ability to improvise. We had a little improvisational group, and
mm-hmm.
it turns out that the one woman who's managed to get me into the theater to, you know, audition and do a couple of things, she absolutely said to me the other day, she said, I absolutely believe that you are an improv actor, and that's what you should be doing because you really don't care what people think. So I guess on stage, that comes across that, I experienced that moment of time has stopped. The only thing that exists is what we're doing right now. And it's rather quite freeing. So I think those main things that have happened is actually doing it, being in a group, getting on the stage. It's just, you know, it's all inspiring to me. It's what I would like to do. There's no doubt.
Speaking of
inspiration. Go ahead.
Speaking of inspiration, you mentioned Jane Fonda and a decision that she made within a point of her life. Did that also play a role in inspiring you?
Yes. Most recently, I happened to really, because of what I saw, I realized that, well, that's what's happening to me also. She had a different, and I'd like to give her credit for it because I think it's great, is that she decided at the age of 59 to take a look at her life again because she was now entering her second or third 30 year period, she called it,
mm-hmm.
which I think it would be the third, right? Her third mm-hmm. year period, from 60 to 90 is what she was describing. And she wanted to see what, you know, to review what she had done and where she was going. And as a result, she has a new exercise video out, and she just really kind of gelled it or molded it together for me. To realize
mm-hmm.
I have lived my life, I made mistakes, I maybe haven't done what I wanted to do, but everything seems to have led up to where I know now, I feel now is the time. I think that it feels like I can play. You know, let me get on stage, I can play, because this to me, everyone, everywhere I hear, anyone who has been a success in life, in living,
mm-hmm.
they always say, do what you love. And I am convinced that I love the entertainment industry. I'm not exactly specifically sure whether it's films or if it's theater or if it's acting or if it's, you know, behind the scenes, if it's writing, if it's, you know, I'm not exactly sure, but I do know it is in this field, definitely.
It sounds like you're about to become, or if not already, an entertainment junkie, because you're just going through all of it, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, I am. A friend of mine once asked me a long time ago, because I was going through a difficult period in time, and I mean this is quite a while, that's why I think that this is so applicable to this show or to what we're doing here today, asked me what I wanted, and I'm a writer, so I wrote down what I wanted. And this is one of the poems that I wrote in response to, well, this is one of the poems I wanted to read today, if I may.
Go ahead, please.
And it's called What I Want. I want to feel, to experience only what is real, to know the joy of being me, to find truth in what I see. I want to care about others, my friends and lovers. I want to be held, and I want to hold, to be warm even when it's cold, to fully share all that I am, to be a trustworthy friend, to one day be able to look inside and find that I no longer hide.
Yes, 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 and what you want, you shall get. Give it up for that.
Yeah. And that's really how I feel about the theater, is that, you know, my true self comes out.
Fantastic, fantastic. We're going to take some callers in just a moment, but I want to ask you, I mean, just as you said, you are entering your third period of life, and this is absolutely exciting, and including upon this third period is your enrollment into college. You're taking up broadcasting, theater, and radio. I know it's exciting, but in any way, has it been intimidating to you?
I think the production class was because I really couldn't figure out how he could say at the beginning of class, by the end of this class, you will have done a 1 hour radio show of your own with, public service announcements, commercials, and music in there. And by the end of the class, I had managed to do exactly that. He kind of walked us through each little thing first and built upon that. And by the end of the class, I was still a little confused because it's the technological problem. I'm 59 years old. Not that that's, a problem. It's just I am not as adept with computers and programs, but enough so that I can at least, type on it, and be pointed in the right direction. If I have a good teacher, I can learn anything. Because I pay attention. Yes. And finally, I was able to perform that function in the last three sessions of class. I was able to put the entire project together.
Wow. Fantastic. Give it up for that. That's something to clap about.
It was a good thing I got to do my little show or our show on country music. And what's interesting is, I'm actually a Motown girl because that's the kind of music I like, back in the 60s. But when I listened to the country, I thought, how fantastic country really is. I've always liked the classics, but I sat listening to the new ones. And what's interesting about country music, I find, is that it tells a story.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose that's what Becky is all about, telling a story.
Telling a story. Yes, and you are writing your story as you go along because you are going to get exactly what you want. You're engaging and enthusiastic. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Motown Maurice. You're listening to Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. We got Becky on the line, and we're about to take a caller right now. And Becky, without a doubt, the caller that is on the line is your one and only loving sister. I know we're about to bring her on right now, and she's a fantastic person. You're a fantastic person. All this wonderfulness just runs in the family, obviously. So I'm excited to hear you both talk and just share and maybe tell her two stories. Beck, Sunshine, you
sounds
are on
good.
The line.
Hey, how's it going, Motown?
I'm good. And you?
I'm lovely. Thank you for asking. Becky, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm wonderful.
Not like we don't talk once in a while.
You think? I actually have a question for you, though. It was something that you said when you first came on the line, which I find is very rare in our family, and we're probably the only two that have it, is that that you don't care what people think, and that's why you like doing stage. And I find that in and of myself when I'm doing film, it doesn't matter because I'm there to do a job, and the improv in the moment thing is the thing that I relish most. Because that's what they want from me, and that's what I give so freely. And I found that there's a guy, and right now. His name escapes me. God forgive me. He's the one that's getting ready to play Barnabas Collins in the new Dark Shadows movie. He's one of the most amazing actors in Hollywood, and it's because he really doesn't care what people think. He's just there to do his best, and it doesn't matter because he's doing the in-the-moment thing. So the reason I'm bringing that up is because it was really, really neat to hear that you feel that way, and that's why whatever you want in life, when it comes to stage and film, you'll get because of that drive and that absolute I don't care attitude. You'll get what you want, but my question to you is, since you've done a little film and you've done a whole lot more theater, which would you prefer and why? That's my question.
I think I would probably prefer theater only because I am so close to the audience. You know, it's such an interactive thing.
What about the memory, though? What if you've got, like, tons of dialogue? When you're in film, it's like cut, retake, do over. I forgot my line, please. But in theater, it's like, okay, crapper, get off the pot, dude. You better know your lines. What have you ever had the experience of forgetting your lines and then having to roll with it? And if so, how did that work out?
Well, it worked out really kind of well because I really am an extemporaneous person.
And that means what?
it comes natural for me to speak for myself. So as long as I know my storyline, as long as I know the entire story itself, which I do because I read the play or the production, and I know what my lines are generally, and the people I'm interacting with, the other characters' lines, I pretty much know the story well enough that it really doesn't flub me up. And actually, I had that happen in the Van Gogh play. I completely forgot a line, and it was so natural. Nobody behind the stage or looking at the stage, no one saw it. No one understood it because, you know, but and everyone in the play went with it. So I really think that acting itself, when you're on the stage, you have your coworkers with you, and they help you through it. That's a wonderful thing about theater.
Well, that makes it a little less daunting. Thank you for sharing that. Motown, I probably should get off the phone, especially if you have other callers, but thanks for letting me ask that because I had a role that I had to turn down because there were so many lines in it and I had too many other things going on as well that I couldn't handle it. But I am going to redo that play in 2012, and it's still got a heck of a lot of lines. So Becky, thank you for sharing that. That was extremely helpful. I'll remember that when I'm up there trying to memorize all these freaking lines. Thanks for sharing that with me. I love you, Becky. You're my favorite sister.
All right,
I mean that. Ask her. I'm serious. I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
Love you. Love you, Motown. Bye. Hang up on me. Can you do that?
Okay. Bye.
I mean, so I can still hear the show?
Yes. Okay. Later.
Bye-bye.
Later. Oh, how fantastic. How fantastic. So you and your sister, y'all talk often?
We do. I think we talk at least 3 or 4 times a week.
Oh, wow.
She lives about, I'm going to say 75 miles, maybe 100 miles from me here in Southern California. I'm in the San Bernardino area, and she's out in the Long Beach area.
Nice. So how does it make you feel to have not only be close with your sister, but to also have a sister in the entertainment industry? Does it help? Does it keep you balanced? Does it motivate you at all?
It really does. It motivates me a lot. And balance is like, you know, I get a chance, I can talk to someone else who has, you know, been up the rungs a little higher than I am, if you will. You know, she knows a lot about the computers, how to get your information out to other people. And that's what the radio is all about, is, you know, getting information out to other people and bringing information in. And if I'm anything, I'm a communicator. So,
you know,
I mean, yeah.
Now you bring up a strong point. If you want to get into radio, you want to get into broadcasting and television, you have to almost love communication. What does the ability of communicating with another person heart-to-heart mean to you?
Oh, it's everything to me. It's like I feel that if we can speak on a heart and soul level, in an honest format, we could change the world.
Mm.
I mean, if everyone approached life with, you know, no fear of others, just, you know, this is who I am, and respecting the other person for this, this is who you are, and coming together, I believe that there is always common ground. Many of us are just not willing to look for the common ground.
Mm. Fantastic. It almost sounds like you got the treatment of a television show already to submit.
I hadn't thought of it quite like that, but yet perhaps. Because when you get me into this mode,
uh-huh.
then it's that extemporaneous ability that I guess I have done so much thinking about it. It's like
mm-hmm.
I have a mind that races, you know.
Yeah.
And for so long, it's now all coming together, and it just comes out. It's like it bubbles out all by itself.
Whoa.
They're very strong beliefs that I have, and communication is, this is the solution to so many things if we just take the time to listen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So tell me, what is your dream job? If, you know, let's just say it's a year or two from now, you have your degree in theater and radio, and you have the option of getting any job that you want. What would it be?
Oh, I'd love to be on stage with Harrison Keeler in A Prairie Home Companion. it was one of the most entertaining. It is the most entertaining show I listen to, thus far. And I guess that's what it is for me, is to be the impresario of a program, whichever one it would be. That would be my ideal job.
Fantastic,
you know,
fantastic.
The person who does all the talking and coordinating with other people, you know, bringing it out and sharing it in mass.
Fantastic. Now, I want to quote you. Well, I spoke to you earlier, and there's something that you said, and I want you to explain it for me. You said, quote, "The creative side of Becky is starting to come into the mold, quote. What does that mean?
All of my talents that I didn't really fully appreciate are coming together. The poetry, the love of theater, acting, performing, and that wonderful ability to communicate. I've taken some courses in speech, like public speaking, and recently, if someone explained to me the reason they enjoy listening to me. It's because I inspire people. And that's not something that I do, if you know what I'm saying. I don't do it. It is just a part of me. It is how I express myself naturally. So I come from the heart, and I come from the soul. I don't know how any other way to explain it than that.
Nice, nice. So everything... So people have been recognizing your natural state for a very long time.
I just didn't have what you would call the self-worth or the self-belief that it was there. And in the last few years, I see it is, in fact, there. And I feel safe in who I am today to express it. Whichever way it comes out, it seems like that the openness is absolutely essential to allow, you know, to just allow it out.
You have to let it out. You have to let it out.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes with time. That comes with experience. And that comes with wisdom. And you are letting it out so naturally. I can feel it just within this interview. So thank you for sharing. Thank you for being you.
Well, thank you for having me. This has been enlightening also. I realize that, you know, this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yes. Yes. And you
it
are
really
doing
is.
It. And you're going to get what you want. I have another question for you. And this one is in light of my mom. My mom, who's listening, she's a fan and always listens to my show. Hey, Ma! This one is in light of her because she is soon going to be making a return to school because she has taken a hiatus from school for a while. And, you know, I know it can be intimidating for someone who hasn't been in school for a long period of time. So what kind of advice would you give my mom, who will be making a return to school and doesn't know what to expect? There's a lot of technologies that she may not be familiar with, which I am very proud of my mom because she's almost an email and Facebook junkie right about now. But of course, You know, of course, there's a lot of other technologies that she's not familiar with. So you are a student now, and you've made a return yourself. So what would you say to my mom as advice?
Well, she has a lot of resources to go to when she gets to the school. There's like a student services center in all of the schools that can provide her with any kind of suggestions that she might need. There's classes that she can specifically take that, you know, that there's one course I took, and it was called a counseling class, and it was how to do well in college. And it's like a one-unit or a two-unit course, I believe. Maybe it was a three-unit course. And it was really interesting. It showed you special ways to remember how to, like, take tests, certain tricks and stuff, you know, acronyms, et cetera. It was just a really all-around course, and it helped me a great deal. If she's, like, unsure of her writing ability or something like that, she can always take the class prior to, say, English, because a lot of people, English 101, that's really difficult. They don't know how to write a paper. They do, but they don't. And I took the course because you have to take a test. It's like an ACT test, you know, an entrance test exam to get into the college. And in order to do so, if you don't meet their requirements, then they have special classes you can take, which will allow you, when you pass, to go into. I found it to be one of the best classes I took because it literally showed me how to write a term paper, you know. And so I think that was about the most daunting thing is, you know, am I up to snuff of the level? And I am. I'm getting A's, mostly A's, some B's. And there's all kinds of people, the counselors, will help. They can send you to special places. There's a mass, all of them. I mean, there's all. So I don't think she'd have a problem, actually, if she just goes to the counselors and explains where, you know, she's not sure about this. They're very helpful. I mean, they want you to succeed just as much as you want to succeed.
Fantastic. So whatever it is that she might have a question about or be uncertain about, there's a class for it. That's basically what you're saying. And there's a resource for it. That's well
absolutely
said.
Absolutely, a resource.
There's a resource for it. All right, Ma, you got the advice yourself. No excuses. Just make it happen. I feel it. 2012. But
all
Becky,
right.
Becky, thank you so much for being on the show. We don't have much time left, but is there any last words that you would like to share? And maybe you can tell us what to expect from you in 2012.
What was that last part? I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear it.
Oh, so I'm sorry. I'm saying that we don't have much time, so share your last words, and maybe if there's something that we can expect from you in 2012 that you would like to share, take this opportunity and share right now.
Well, actually, in 2012, I will be in another play on stage in the Indio Performing Arts Center through my original artist-writer, Dolores Becker, who mm-hmm. is another play. My previous play, I was with her in Van Gogh, and I play Gauguin. I'm versatile, to say the least. And I will. I don't know the exact role I'll be having. Her next play is called Picasso. So she's an artist who loves her painters, and the play actually this last year won an award. So I'll definitely be on stage somewhere in the Coachella Valley, and perhaps even here in the San Bernardino County here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Becky Renish, the one who dares to dream and makes it happen and is going to get exactly what she wants. She's endearing and enthusiastic. Ladies and gentlemen, Becky, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. You have been awesome. You've shared a lot. You've inspired a lot. And you are en route to making some great things happen. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Motel Maurice. I really appreciate having been here.
You're very welcome. And in the light of appreciating that you've been here, maybe you have time for one more question. Do you?
Sure.
Okay, cool. You're so knowledgeable and inspirational. I'm hoping you have the answer to this question because I really need to know. There's this guy that everybody's claiming to be the future of late night television, but I don't know who he is. Do you know who the future of late television is, Becky?
Yes, Motown Maurice.
That's exactly who he is. thank you so much for being a guest, and thank you for that wonderful and correct answer. You are awesome, and I look forward to hearing updates about you in the future, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. Take care. You heard it, folks. She dares to dream, and she is living it. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Becky Rich. Fantastic, endearing, and enthusiastic dreamer who is making her dreams happen by not a procrastinating, by putting them all in place. You're listening to Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. I am so excited. I got two more shows, and two of the best shows this year, I promise you. So check it out. Check it out. Yes, I got a special surprise. You're just going to have to tune in on Friday. This is Motown Maurice, listening to Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle. Check me out on my website, MotownMaurice.com. That's MotownMaurice.com. MotownMaurice.com. The quest of a late night talk show host. Peace.